It's Monday, February 12th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As part of its most recent February 1st clampdown on Christian churches, Chinese communist authorities have instructed priests and pastors to post signs on churches barring entry to minors, reports Breitbart.com. It's hard to believe that the dazzling opening ceremony for the Winter Olympics on Friday night in South Korea, featuring the world's 3,000 best winter athletes, was staged only 50 miles from the North Korean border. The team from the nuclear war saber-rattling North Korea marched side by side with the South Korean delegation as one Korea, wearing identical white uniforms for the first time since 2006. Speaking of North Korea, Eric Foley of Voice of the Martyrs, which is helping persecuted Christians in North Korea, has claimed that not a single believer there is praying for the fall of the regime. Instead, they are praying for Kim Jong-un to embrace Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, reports Release International. Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will." Free skier Gus Kenworthy and figure skater Adam Rippon, the first two openly homosexual American men at the Winter Olympics, are doubling down on their feud with Vice President Mike Pence, who led the U.S. delegation to the opening ceremony, reports TheHill.com. Kenworthy wrote, quote, "The opening ceremony is a wrap, and the 2018 Winter Olympic Games are officially underway," end quote. The skier spelled the word games differently than the dictionary, G-A-Y-M-E-S. He went on to say, quote, "I feel incredibly honored to be here in Korea, competing for the U.S., and I'm so proud to be representing the LGBTQ community alongside this amazing guy," referring to Rippon. "Eat your heart out, Pence," end quote. Perhaps Kenworthy was referring to the vice president's Christian faith, which makes clear that homosexual behavior is an abomination. Or perhaps because, while Indiana governor, Pence signed the Indiana Religious Freedom Restoration Act on April 26, 2015, which ensured that Hoosiers would not be compelled to violate their deeply held religious beliefs. 17-year-old Red Gerard, the sixth of seven siblings from Silverthorne, Colorado, won the first Olympic gold medal for Team USA on the slopestyle course, an amazing feat since he was sitting in last place heading into his third and final run.
I actually say going into all the contests that I love fourth place. That's my spot, just because not as much media. You still did good, but you just missed the podium. But first place is better, I got to say.
Gerard became the youngest American man to win an Olympic winter gold medal since 1928. His fame now dwarfs his sister Tegan's, whose food blog, Half-Baked Harvest, has 468,000 Instagram followers. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky took a stand for the American taxpayers. Listen to his common sense appeal from the Senate floor.
I want people to feel uncomfortable. I want them to have to answer people at home who said, how come you were against President Obama's deficits? And then how come you're for Republican deficits? Isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy? Whose fault is it? Republicans? Yes. Democrats? Yes, it's both parties' fault. You realize that this is the secret of Washington. The dirty little secret is the Republicans are loudly clamoring for more military spending, but they can't get it unless they give the Democrats welfare spending. So they raise all the spending. It's a compromise in the wrong direction.
Sadly, Senate Republican Whip John Cornyn of Texas fumed that Paul's tactics were, quote, grossly irresponsible and bad behavior, end quote, that he didn't want to reward by making any concessions. And Senate Republican Conference Chairman John Thune of South Dakota called it a, quote, colossal waste of everyone's time, end quote. Walgreens is following the bad example of Target, allowing men to use the ladies' bathroom instead of their own, compromising the privacy of girls and women, as well as putting them at physical risk of potential assault. And finally, the 1517 to Paris film is the new Clint Eastwood-directed movie, which tells the dramatic, true story of how God providentially used three American Christian friends, Anthony Sadler, Alex Skarlatos, and Spencer Stone, to knock unconscious an Islamic terrorist aboard the train from Amsterdam to Paris. Moroccan jihadist Ayoub El Kazan, who was brandishing an AK-47 and a pistol, had already wounded one passenger and attempted to shoot Stone, who was charging toward him. But fortunately, the gun did not fire because it was loaded with a faulty bullet, reports the Christian Post. Childhood friends through a private Christian school, the three amigos left Amsterdam one day early and also changed from coach to first class at the last minute. Scarlato said, quote, "If you look at the odds of everything that happened and how close we came to dying on so many different occasions, it's too coincidental. It was too astronomical for it to be just chance. It had to be God looking out for us. And by the movie showing how we were raised, that was just all part of the story." End quote. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." Remarkably, Eastwood hired the three heroes to portray themselves in the film, a rather unusual choice for Hollywood. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, February 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.